Good morning. It is 8:15 in the AM. You're listening to Ben and Josh on The Morning After.
Yes, and on the other end of the line, we do have Esther. Are you there?
I'm here.
Woohoo!
Oh, it is an honour to have you on the show this morning. Thank you so much for coming on. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, thank you. I'm at my grandmother's house up in Auckland. It was her 83rd birthday yesterday, so...
Wow. Well, happy birthday.
Yeah. Thanks. I'll pass that on to her.
So you've just released your third masterful album, Archetypes. How have you been since the release? How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, I'm feeling really kind of relieved to have it out. It was delayed because of COVID. Mm. And, you know, when you're kind of resting on a body of work...
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff going on in the back end to organise its release and all that stuff. It's kind of out in the world now to live its own life.
Mm.
That's a really good feeling.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
This album is heavily inspired, but I want to get it right.
Yeah, I was reading that it was
theory?
Inspired by Jungian theory.
Jungian theory.
This might be a bit of a large question, but for the uninformed, could you explain a little bit of the basis of that theory and why it inspired you so much
in
the album?
Yeah, for sure. So for those people that don't know, Carl Jung was a psychologist. He was a contemporary of Freud, and he was from Switzerland. And he he kind of coined a theory called archetypes, which arguably has been around since the written word, which is that there are kind of shared patterns that we all experience in life. And that could be, for example, all of us have some kind of relationship to parent, you know, and that manifests completely differently for different people.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone has parents, and then that's kind of an archetype, you know. That's a very quick definition of what archetypes is. But so I wanted to explore this idea of these kind of shared human patterns within the album through my own lens, because obviously we're all only limited to what we experience in our conscious thought and then in our subconscious thoughts.
Yeah.
So something else that really influenced this album that's kind of based on Jungian psychology is dreams, because that's the best way that that's kind of the easiest way to access our subconscious.
Yeah.
So I did a lot of like dream journaling and
Cool. Well,
amazing.
That's so cool.
Yeah. That's fair. There's so much to it. So
yeah,
understandably.
It's a dense topic to try and explain over the phone at 8:18 a.m. in the morning.
Well, to be fair, like, I was like, I want to write an album about archetypes. Didn't really know what it meant, and it took me, like, reading 5 books of Jung to, like, even vaguely understand what it means, because his writing's pretty cryptic.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I tried to read one once, and I was like, oh, this is a lot.
Yeah.
Is there any one song in particular on the album that you're most excited for people to listen to?
I think Into the Belly of Capricorn, because for me, it kind of smooshes everything that I wanted to achieve in this album together.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the archetype of childhood. It's got a lot of harmony. It mixes kind of like this folk element with electronic production and R&B, which is something that I'm really interested in.
Yeah.
It tells a story, and I think it kind of transports you into a certain type of space and atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So, that would be that song, I reckon.
Mm.
Very cool. Right. Yeah, we played it before, and I was lucky enough to be watching the video at the same time as well, and it was very cool.
Thank you.
No problem. Once you got, I guess, the inspiration for the album and the concept and then read several books, like you said, what was the, I guess, writing and recording process like for the creation of Archetypes?
So I wrote most of the songs just acoustically.
Mm-hmm.
And then I involved another producer called Stu Jackson, who works in Bristol with Massive Attack. He came over to New Zealand to work on the album with me, and I'd done pre-production with a bunch of really awesome musicians. I have Ben Lemmy's on the album, Bevan Smith from Glass Vault, Zoe Moon, who's awesome, Sky Chadwick on violin. There's a whole bunch of session musicians that came in and worked on it as well. And so, yeah, we recorded that at the Mass University Studios in Wellington. And then I went and mixed the album with Stu in Bristol.
Wow.
In 2019.
Nice.
Fascinating. Yes. You also have a show coming up at Wonder Bar for the Archetypes release tour. Tell us a little bit about that show. What can we expect from a live Astrea show?
Well, so I'm going to be playing the Archetypes full, in full, and I have an awesome band who's going to be with me. I've got Ben Lemmy, who's in Trinity Roots, French for Rabbits, Corey Champion, who's borrowed cassettes, and Zoe Moon, who lends amazing harmony to the performance. It's quite like a dynamic performance. We have dancing, we have kind of like a cool mix of live instruments and electronic, and I think people can expect to be very entertained if they come to the show.
Exciting!
Fantastic! Yay. That's so cool.
Yeah.
With the album out and the tour kicking off soon, what else does 2021 hold? I feel like you've already done more than most people do in a year in the first couple of months. So, you know.
Well, yeah, I suppose it's the life of a muso, eh? It's like you hit it all in one, and then the rest of the year is like, okay.
Yeah.
So I think that the rest of the year will probably involve working on different projects. And obviously international touring is still a real big question mark hanging over its head. So, you know, if things open up, I might do some shows overseas, but if that doesn't happen, there's a lot I can do in New Zealand. There's lots of projects that I've started to work on. So, yeah, but yeah.
I guess it's all up in the air until we can find out what's going to happen with, you know, the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us about Archetypes. You guys can listen to that now. Anywhere you would usually listen to music, go and just look it up and you will find it. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me. Thanks very much.
No problem. All right. See ya.
Bye.